Great song and appropriate for my next guest, Lisa Franks from Moose Jaw, who took over the Saskatchewanderer handle couple of weeks ago. Andrew Hilt is still in the role full-time, putting the focus on things to see and do in our province through social media. But Lisa was a guest host for a week. I have known and worked with Lisa at community events over the years here in Regina, and she's from Moose Jaw, as I mentioned. And I think many of you are aware what a successful athlete she is, too, representing our province at 3 Paralympic Games, bringing home 6 gold, a silver. And these days, Lisa has traded competition for outdoor adventure and spends all her time mountain biking, kayaking, hiking, surfing. Sounds like a pretty awesome lifestyle. Lisa joining me now. I thank you for this.
Yeah, that's correct. For 4 years now, I've been living in a camper van that I designed and had built out. I travel all around Saskatchewan in the summers, and then I usually head somewhere warm in the winters.
Well, take me inside this camper van. You've got a nickname for it too, don't you?
Yeah. I call it Mojo.
Take us inside Mojo.
So it's a Ford Transit. It's extra long and full height. I've got a lift to get in through the sliding door, and then I've got a kitchen with a fridge and a sink and countertops, queen size bed, and then the most important part, of course, I get to travel with all my equipment. So I've got a surfboard, a mountain bike, and different things that can make hiking more accessible for me.
That's awesome. Lisa Franks is my guest. Now, of course, here in Saskatchewan, you're so very well known because, well, you're in the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame. There might be some listeners who have no idea who you are. I'd like to just revisit the fact that you were very young, age 14. You were able-bodied, but your life changed at 14.
Yeah, that's correct. Pretty much just woke up one day and I was paralyzed and went through the rehab process. A cluster of blood vessels had burst in my spine and that caused paralysis. But I went through the Wascana Rehab Center in Regina, came out as a wheelchair user, got the use of my arms back, and then got involved in sport pretty much right out of the hospital. I was really fortunate to meet some great mentors that helped me excel in wheelchair racing and then eventually basketball.
When you reflect on that period of time at the age of 14 and where you are now in life, in between, what's it all meant to you?
Wow, yeah, it's funny because people often think, oh, waking up paralyzed is probably the worst thing that ever happened to you. And there is truth to that, but I've had, some pretty low points after that as well. I ended up with a career-ending shoulder injury and went through years of chronic pain and, you know, all the things that come with that. And so I think just what I take from that is just that you can get through anything. And even when you're at the lowest and things seem so bleak, there's always going to be that upswing that if you can get through that, just life turns out pretty incredible.
What's the highest point you've literally been at there? You said you're on a mountain. Where was it?
I actually summited a mountain on my mountain bike. It was Thomas Mountain in California. Yeah, it was pretty wild to think that. I always compare 14 years old, I was lying in a hospital bed, I was completely paralyzed, and then at the top of a mountain. Pretty incredible how that whole journey took me along the way.
Now, your journeys are captured on video a lot of the time, and you share it on your social media. You were recently the Saskatchewanderer for a week, so talk to me about Saskatchewan. Does this province serve those who are wheelchair-bound well to explore?
I mean, any place could always improve. We're doing great in the bigger cities. I'd love to see more improvement in some of those, you know, smaller run businesses that are maybe more rural, and especially in the outdoors. I live in a camper van, so I'm always moving around and visiting our campgrounds and stuff. And I'm lucky that I do have a van that's set up for me. So if there aren't accessible amenities at a campground, I'm okay. But we could definitely use some improvement in that way. I've definitely seen an improvement over the years.
Lisa, a pretty nomadic life. You're living out of a camper van. What was the decision in doing that?
I talked briefly about my shoulder injury and chronic pain. And as I was kind of turning the corner on that, I started thinking about, you know, what brought me joy and happiness in life. And it reminded me of when I was a kid and I was just always outdoors. And so I just wanted more and more of that in my life. So I started taking small car camping trips. Just being in nature, you know, brought me so much happiness. And so I just wanted to do more of that. And now it's a full-time lifestyle.
I got to ask you before I let you go here, where is the best spot in all of Saskatchewan, according to Lisa Franks?
You know what? I'm really loving just being up north. I love the forest and the lake. Just north of PA is usually where you can find me. And luckily we're getting some rain, so those wildfires hopefully will dampen and we can get out there and feel a lot safer.
It's been far too long since I ever saw you in person. I think it was on a stage you were representing, as you always did, in the community here. And now to catch up after all these years and find what you're doing, I hope you know you're a great example of how much one could achieve, no matter the barriers. Thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, I appreciate it. Stowing away the tide. Are you gathering up the tears?
Have you had enough of mine? Queen City X this year had a little trouble reeling in as many people this year through the gates as they did last year. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. I know last year they had a rider game in association with the X, and at the time, anyone who had a ticket could enter for free after the game. That probably helped attendance last year. And maybe that's the variance there?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that was one of the things that the Queen City X had mentioned as part of it. As well, remember, too, I mean, we didn't even really know. We didn't have a good insight into who was offering rides and who the performers were. You know, it was certainly later this year than it usually is when all that's announced. So 74,000, a little more than 74,000 people came through the 5 days. And so you compare that to last year's, 102,000 that came down. So a bit of a drop, but the Queen City X also tells us that surprisingly, even with that drop, revenue stayed pretty similar to last year.
Interesting. Okay. This story here this morning with Wab Kanu, the premier of Manitoba, having to deal with all these Republicans stateside that are blaming Canada that their air quality is so poor from our wildfire smoke. And hey, given, I don't know, there's over 700 fires across Canada, there are plenty stateside too. Not as many, but what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, Kanu calls it a timber tantrum from these Republican
timber tantrum
lawmakers.
Love that.
Yeah, and so these politicians basically want a review. They want, I guess, more information about our wildfire management, if we are, I guess, doing everything we can to prevent wildfires and all the smoke that's headed down here in the province. I mean, we're up to 87 active wildfires now this morning. But as we've been telling you, rain is certainly supposed to fall around Regina over the next couple of days. And it looks like they're getting it up north in that wildfire area as well.
Well, then those Republicans must be really happy to hear what's going on in Nova Scotia.
Effective 4 p.m. today, we're telling Nova Scotians, stay out of the woods.
Nova Scotia's premier announcing a ban on activities within any forest because of the extreme dry conditions. Don't walk. They've got barriers now where trails are, so you can't walk into the forest because your Birkenstocks might ignite a fire as you walk or something, I guess.
I guess it's been enough of a problem where they're taking, you know, these kinds of steps.
And really dry and nothing in the way of rain in the forecast, they said.
And as we know, in a lot of cases, and again, bringing it back to Saskatchewan, certainly we know that a lot of fires are caused by us, human activity. Yeah. So perhaps that is what, but yeah, I mean, if you want to go for a walk in nature.
$25,000. If you dare to go for a walk, $25,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I don't know, the premier says nothing but dry weather in the coming days there. So you do have to remember there was that horrible wildfire a couple of years ago outside of Halifax, and that's in their memory there too. But at the same time, I don't know if banning you from enjoying nature, the rest of summer, you thought, maybe into the fall.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of rules around, for example, national parks, what you can, can't do. You have to pay to go into a national park. Maybe not so different.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more.
Martell.
25G, that's a lot.
I appreciate your time from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:58. Hey, it's Greg Morgan here. I don't know if this is foolish or not. I need to hear your opinion on this one here, too, because you know how wonderful it is to enjoy the sweet, earthy aroma of pine needles, birds dancing in the distance, a soft trail underfoot. Well, stop it there. Forget all that if you're in Nova Scotia, because just even thinking of a nature walk could cost you $25,000.
Effective 4 p.m. today, We're telling Nova Scotians, stay out of the woods.
That's the Nova Scotia Premier warning citizens, be careful. It's illegal now to hike or wander through the woods. And if you do, a fine. Maybe even time. Okay, maybe not time, but definitely a fine. Next thing you know, I don't know, are they going to prevent automobile accidents by telling everyone you can't drive anymore? No more accidents. Hey, don't get me wrong. Wildfires are pretty serious, but shouldn't the $25,000 fine be for anyone starting a fire, or even worse, fine than that? Not poor Karen from Dartmouth, tiptoeing through the ferns with a granola bar, her reusable water bottle.
As long as you're not starting a fire or smoking, you should be able to walk in there.
How exactly does hiking spark a wildfire? Are people out there rubbing their hiking boots together until a spark ignites? Are Birkenstocks the new flamethrowers? Light them up! Yeah. Telling Canadians they can't go outside in summer is like telling Italians they're out of pasta. It's a little cruel, if you ask me. Don't get me wrong, I love Nova Scotia, but how about we go after the fire starters instead? Better yet, put the energy into fire bans with teeth like $50,000 fines, maybe 15 years in jail for the bozo who tosses a lit cigarette into the bush. Now, I know a lot of wildfires are caused by humans, but hike on, Saskatchewan. Respect the forest. Don't just flick your smokes. Put out the campfire and don't go crazy with your ATVs, especially through Tinder-like for situations. And let's maybe give Nova Scotia a trail map and a hug, because I'm thinking that's a little much. The ban may go through not only just summer, but into the fall here, too, in Nova Scotia. Am I wrong, or do you actually think this is something that Saskatchewan should look at, too? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. All right, football.
All right, I'm ready. Come on. Good game, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
110%.
Yeah, it's week 10 of the CFL. Starts tonight with the Ticats and the Lions. Ticats looking to extend their win streak to 7 games as they host the Lions. And the Riders, of course, are on a bye, hoping that meeting the Ticats next weekend, a week from Saturday, will be a sellout. It is not yet. I just checked. Still some great seats left. It is Family Day, and Riderville.com is where you can get some scoop on getting family deals. And with the theme being family, there's going to be lots happening, including an opportunity after the game to go down on the field and maybe get some autographs too. Incidentally, with it being a bye week, our Green Zone host, Jamie Nye, has hit the road for his holidays, leaving Locker alone in the afternoons. And Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson is on holidays too with his kids. And I follow Belton on social media. He posted pics last night. I lost count how many bags there were on the hotel room floor of back to school shopping. He said it's his kids had done in his Calgary hotel room there. I can relate to that. A recent family trip to Kelowna, my youngest took care of all her new clothing purchases and laid them all out. And she's ready for the first day of school as well. But has that started in your household yet? The back to school shopping and conversations? Because I hate to be a downer. 26 days and counting till the first day of school. Okay, before I break, I want to give a shout out to the Regina Red Sox. I had Gary Bratzel on about this time, the leader of the Red Sox, yesterday, and he was hoping that, you know what, momentum would carry them through a victory in Medicine Hat, and it did. They started the WCBL best of three first round matchup against Medicine Hat. Win game one, 6-2. Game two goes tonight at Curry Field. Let's hope whatever rain is coming breaks in time for the game at 7 o'clock. And how about the Saskatoon Berries? They lost to Moose Jaw 6-4 last night. Moose Jaw could wipe out the Berries. Amazing winning season tonight with another win in the best of three themselves. And I would think old Roswell's ballpark will be packed tonight. Getting naked on the Evan Bray Show today. That's what happens when he takes a vacation. Biff naked, joining Tamara Cherry. What time is that coming up today?
I'm so excited. Greg, it's at noon.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, she put on a great show at the X last week. What are you going to dive into? A bit of music?
Honestly, I wish I had hours with this woman. Her music, yes. Love her music. Love that song. This is coming from somebody who had to admit on the radio this week who I didn't know who Chapel Roan was until this whole I'm going to move to Saskatchewan thing came out last week. But Biff Naked, come on, Canadian icon. And honest to goodness, Greg, I can almost guarantee to listeners today, they are going to hear something that surprises them that they didn't already know. She is one of the most interesting people in this country, right from her childhood up until present day. This woman is not only an artistic icon, but she is a survivor, an activist.
She's a great guest, and you will never not have anything
so
to talk about
to talk
with Biff
Naked. Yeah.
That will be pretty cool. Hey, incidentally, your kids got back from camping last night. What's that like? Are you excited to pick all the kids up after they return from camping? Are they excited to see you, or were there tears?
No tears. So this was the first time that all three of our kids went, including our almost seven-year-old. It was only three nights. And he was like, we could tell he was just in his element. And the stories that we heard about him from his siblings after, like dancing around the fire inside his sleeping bag, like what the heck, how did that even get from his cabin? But he was so pumped and like just in his element. But then by the time we got to like 10 minutes outside of Regina, he was so exhausted that his mood started to like tumble. And he's like, camp is literally torture. I'm like, what? No. So I'm like, we're just not going to talk about camp for now. We're going to let the stories come out in the days to come.
All right. Well, there you go.
Find out, you know, what the report card was.
Parents, that's what you have to look forward to if you're picking your kids up from camp. You know, given the fact I lost my mom to Alzheimer's, I'm quite interested in one of your guests coming up a little later on here today about reducing the risk of Alzheimer's.
Yeah. There are some Alzheimer's researchers who say that this study that was just recently published out of the United States presents some of the most definitive evidence yet on what you can do to better your cognition, to potentially, you know, reverse some aging when it comes to the brain through really simple things like exercise, diet, and brain activity, brain stimulation,
being social.
Exactly. This is a conversation I'm so looking forward to. It's a topic that I am very passionate about. And one, again, that I think a lot of our listeners will want to tune into.
Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan Bray. Thank you for the update, Tamara. I appreciate it. Look, I want to take a moment here to acknowledge and send condolences this morning to a couple of people. I know many of you know Francesco Gambattista, the founding father of the Italian Star Deli on Victoria Avenue. He passed away at the age of 95. His family was there on Monday, and I feel for the family. They suggest to, in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Saskatchewan Alzheimer's Society. And another great man, former Regina Police Chief Troy Hagan, passed away on the 31st of July. He was 67. Born and raised in Regina. I've known Troy for many, many years. Shared a few pops and had some great conversations over the years. But my condolences to Troy's family as well. In the obituary, there's this great line. I want to read it for you here. How his dream of becoming a police officer began at the age of 5. When his parents gave him a pedal police car, a gift he proudly washed and waxed every day. And Troy went on to join the RPS in 79. He retired as a chief in 2016. So to Troy's wife, Judy, and the family, I want to send condolences. And Troy's family encourages donations to the Ellen Blair Cancer Center or the United Way or our charity of your choice. He was all about supporting charity and the cancer clinic. He will be missed as well.